From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. There was a major suicide attack in Afghanistan today. A teenage bomber killed at least 35 people, including six members of parliament. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has the story from Kabul.
The bomber targeted 18 lawmakers who had come to Bahlan province north of Kabul. The trip by members of the Afghan Parliament's Economic Commission was one of several aimed at hearing people's problems firsthand. Lawmakers had just gotten out of their cars to talk to local residents at about 4 p.m. when they were attacked by the bomber, who approached on foot. The lawmakers had planned to tour a nearby sugar factory before driving north to Kunduz province. Among the dead lawmakers was the spokesman for the main opposition party. At least two other lawmakers were injured. Scores of people who had come to see the delegation, including school-aged children, were also killed or wounded. Also killed were private bodyguards and police officers assigned to protect the delegation. There were no immediate claims of responsibility, but the bombing will likely dampen efforts by government officials to reach out to Afghans who are frustrated by the growing violence, lack of jobs, and slow pace of reconstruction. In an emergency session this evening, Parliament demanded that President Hamid Karzai find out who was behind the blast in Bahlan. The province is a relatively quiet one in war-torn Afghanistan. Lawmakers also demanded Karzai beef up security for government officials who travel. The parliament also called for 3 days of national mourning. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.